Capital One, thank you so much for the support of this podcast. I've been paying attention. I see that you put people first. You're both igniting positive change and becoming a force of good in our communities. And you're really making sure that you're giving back with nonprofit organizations and local leaders to get the real important work done. If you all want to find out more of what they're up to, head on over to CapitalOne.com/about. It's time for Wake Up and Level Up. 5 minutes or less. My job is to kick off your day the right way. So let's level up. Let's go. For the next several episodes, I'm going to break down and be super transparent with a document that I created along with CEO Nicole 2 years ago. We created this document, and it's the Never Settle Productions Culture Manifesto. The reason why I want to share this 10-point document with you is because I actually think you can learn some things from how we run our organization and how we run a team, and how you can apply some of these exact same principles to your smaller teams at jobs, maybe a larger team, maybe your company, maybe your ideas, maybe even your family unit can benefit from some of these. So I'm going to read through a few each day. Today, we're going to start with, I think, three of them. The first one is a blameless culture. This is principle number one that we start out with. There is no such thing as blaming someone else. In our business, we have seen people be conditioned to blame others to save their job. We all know this to be true, right? I go on to say, therefore, other organizations' employees operate out of fear, and that creates a culture of ducking and shifting blame. So Never Settle Productions is different. We know that we are all flawed humans that work hard. No one is perfect. So when a ball is dropped, owning it quickly and thinking through a new solution or explaining the lesson learned to management is the appropriate action. We do not throw others under the bus for any reason. We don't operate in fear. We want you to feel comfortable taking calculated chances and know that your position is not at risk when you do. There's a lot that we say in just that one principle right there. The fact that we tell you all you're flawed as a human, we know that already. We know no one is perfect, so we don't expect that. We expect you to go hard, try hard, do the best you can, but we know that no one is perfect. So therefore, we're already getting you off the hook. You can be more vulnerable. You can be more safe. You understand that we understand things are going to happen. What needs to happen, though, is we need to take quick ownership of it. So when the ball is dropped, owning it quickly, thinking through a solution, and if you can't think of one, what's the lesson learned would be great to know. You're not going to get dinged for it. This is a great principle that has worked well for us, a blameless culture. All right, principle number two, gossip is not tolerated. Each member is a part of a bigger team, and without each other, we're nothing. Eleanor Roosevelt put it perfectly. Great minds discuss ideas. Average minds discuss events. Small minds discuss people. You know, we're not a team of small minds, so we're not going to talk about people in a gossipy kind of way. It doesn't create good energy, and there's nothing positive that comes from that. When you put that in to your culture document to say gossip is not tolerated here, that immediately takes any of those potential conversations and removes it from the atmosphere. It automatically starts to not allow negativity, toxicity, or comparison, or complaining about others seep in. The third principle that we have is everyone is equal. Everyone is equal. Listen to this. Titles and positions are different, but no one is treated any differently. Respect each other. It's a group effort that makes each project and product successful. And specifically as it relates to the show, from the minute our staff walks in the door to the studio, to the atmosphere in the green room, to the collaboration that happens in the control room, to the seating of the studio audience, to viewers watching at home, there are so many roles that different people play that impact each show and each project. So principle number three says, hey, I understand that you may have a big title. I understand that you may have what you think is a smaller title, but we don't look at it that way. Everyone here is equal. So everyone has the ability to chime in. Everyone is respected. No matter what level you're on, we all have respectability for each other. So these are just three of my cultural manifesto document that CEO Nicole and I put together a couple of years ago that have really worked well with a staff of over 20 that we have for the Never Settle show. And when you're trying to run a team to be in line and aligned with a vision that you have. So tomorrow I'll do a couple more, and then we'll do a couple more for the next couple of days. Hopefully you can apply these to your teams, your organizations, or maybe even to some part of running your family. Now that I woke you up, it's time for you to level up.